population. The UN Refugee Agency says at least 25,000 more people have been displaced or affected by fighting between Yemeni forces and Houthi fighters. According to the agency, some 175,000 people have been affected by the conflict in northern Yemen since 2004. Elderly people, single mothers, and children make up the majority of new arrivals at refugee camps after fleeing their homes in Saada. Well, Saudi Arabia's defense ministry says Riyadh will continue its airstrikes against Yemen's Houthi fighters until they retreat from the border between the two countries. Despite continued Saudi warplane attacks on Houthi villages, the Shia Houthi fighters say they have full control over the strategic territory on the border with Saudi Arabia. The fighters say they have captured military sites in Qatobar Directorate in northern Saada province. The Houthis have released footage of clashes with the Saudi military and claim to have captured a number of Saudi troops inside of Yemen. They say the latest Saudi airstrikes killed at least two women and wounded one child in a village in northern Yemen. Saudi forces have been battling Yemen's Houthi fighters since last week. The Houthi fighters accused Saudi Arabia of using phosphorus bombs and killing civilians. Well, meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister says Tehran has expressed concern to the Yemeni government over the ongoing violence against civilians in the country's north. Addressing a press conference in Tehran, Manoucher Mottaki has said Iran supports Yemen's sovereignty. He called on all regional countries to refrain from interfering in Yemen's internal affairs. The Yemeni military's offensive against Shia Houthi fighters has killed scores of civilians and displaced thousands more. The Iranian foreign minister also warned neighboring countries that supplying arms to terrorists and raiding Yemeni civilian areas will have grave consequences for regional security. Elsewhere in his comments, Mottaki criticized Saudi Arabia and Egyptian satellite providers for banning Iran's Al Alam news channel, saying the decision is against freedom of speech. Al Alam has covered the conflict in Yemen, where Saudi forces have helped government troops in their offensive against the Houthi fighters. Well, another bloody day in Pakistan, as at least 25 people have been killed and over 40 others wounded in a bomb blast that ripped through a busy market. The bomb went off in a town in the northwest frontier, and police